Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Hello, boys and girls. It's so good to be with you today, and I want to thank you so much for coming to Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories and having you with Block Talk Radio, Rainbow Soul. It must be Sunday because you are here, and we are so thrilled that you're joining us today. Well, it's so much happening. You know that this is the month of March, month of February, and we just had our wonderful, wonderful guest that was Nayara. Nayara was so wonderful, and we're looking forward to having her next week. And, of course, we have Starfish, who is in the ocean, and she's swimming up here. I can guess she's all wet. But, boys and girls, it must be also good to be able to have your mommy and daddy and grandpa and nana and your aunt and uncle and cousins and babysitter and just people who just care. They're here because they want to get you to sleep at bedtime. So, thank you. And we want to be able to share with you some wonderful, wonderful things. Have you had real good dreams? Because it gets to be night earlier. Are you dreaming of a lot of things and what you can become? Looking at the inauguration. And also, this happens to be a special time for you boys and girls. Because this is a time that is Black History Month. A month where we celebrate and be able to share a lot of things with you. And we'll be playing a lot of songs and talking about that civil rights movement. So I want to thank you, boys and girls, for doing this again. And want to make sure that you are ready and have all of your bedtime things ready. Do you have your PJs? Do you also have your favorite teddy bear with you? And I know that Bella has that bottle. She's all ready. She's there. And her sister, Ashley, and Casey, they're right on top of her. And there is also Duncan. They're wondering, is she going to go to sleep? She's looking at all of us. I know that there is Dylan, and Dylan's there too. So we always have a list that we're so thrilled to be able to have, and maybe we'll be able to hear that to make sure that you are ready too. Well, today's topic is, like I said, for the month is Black History Month, and it's a time where we celebrate and we acknowledge all of the boys and girls and the times and the significant things and accomplishments that they have been able to do in the strike of having equality. So, what kinds of things and who do you know, boys and girls? I know Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, just to name a few. Can you be able to name some? It's a very significant time. Oh, I hear some of you calling me already. Oh, boys and girls, let's see here. I think we're having a little bit of technical difficulty. One of the books that we're going to be reading is called The Sit-In, How Four Friends Stood Up by Sitting Down. And that's by Andrea Davis Pinckney. And it was illustrated by Brian Pinckney. We have another book that we're going to be reading, too, about Franklin is Bossy. And that's something that I think that would be good for all of you. And you probably know someone that they changed the rules of the game because they're not winning. And that's kind of what we're talking about in civil rights, that sometimes some people don't agree on what's happening, so they change the rules and you don't even know what they are. So, boys and girls, we will be starting out with that right now. Are you having your bath time? Are you ready? Well, I think that Kaylin is ready to take his bath, and there might be even Timmy. Timmy, are you ready? Because not only do little boys and girls take a bath, but also so does some of the farm animals. And it's hard to get them in that bathtub just like you, or even in their mud bath just like you. So why don't we, while we try to be able to work out our technical difficulties, and we have our pig takes a bath, and this is by Michael Thaw. Now my pigs take a bath. Little pig, where are you? Little pig, what a mess. Little pig, it's bath time. Little pig, come back. Little pig, get in the tub. Little pig, don't splash. Little pig, here's the soap. Little pig, here's the washcloth. Little pig, wash between your toes. Little pig, it's time to rinse. Little pig, now you're clean. Little pig, now where are you? I bet you when you're getting ready to get into the bathtub that your mommy is saying, you've got so much dirt on you, where do we begin? And what do we do? Now, some of the times when we have that, we have bubbles everywhere just to be able to start it. And when we do that, we might want to go under just like a submarine because those bubbles are everywhere. And do you have your face mask on to go under the water? Because you might be seeing some little fish right there. Like even starfish, she's right there in the ocean too. Now, of course, when you're getting ready for bath time, you've got to be able to brush your teeth. Now, just like the little pig had to get in there to wash himself, we have Pony, and he has to brush his teeth. Now, maybe by the time we finish all these little things that we have to do in order to get in the bathtub and to get ready for bed, we'll be able to go into our story. Pony brushes his teeth. Pony eats a lot each day, and I know, boys and girls, the same thing happens to you. And not only just boys and girls, but the pony's dad eats a lot. Now, after the pony eats, he brushes his teeth just like dad. Now, Pony picks a toothbrush. Now, I know that you do the same thing with your family because there's so many toothbrushes in the bathtub, in the bathroom. And you've got to decide who has the blue one, who has the pink one, who has the one that has little kitty on the top. Well, Pony runs his water just like dad, turning on the faucet. And Pony squeezes out some toothpaste just like dad. Pony brushes his teeth up and down, round and around, just like dad. Pony makes sure to brush each tooth just like his dad. Good job brushing, Pony. Pony fills his mouth with water just like dad. Swish, 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 swish. Oh, those teeth are sparkling clean. Just like his dad. Can't you hear them sparkling? Bling! Just like his dad. Now, hopefully you're hearing this wherever you are, because we're having difficulty over here. Now, are you getting ready, boys and girls? Well, I see starfish, and starfish is coming in from the ocean.
Hello, boys and girls. How's everyone doing? I hope everyone is staying nice and warm, because over here it is brrr chilly. It's very cold, but excited for this evening. I hope you boys and girls learn a lot about Black history. We're going to start a little bit differently today, and we're going to start off with our books because we love reading so much, and we'll save the music for the end. Aunt Jewel, are you ready to read your first book?
Yes, I'm ready. Now, you know this is Black History Month, so we do a lot of historical things leading all the boys and girls and parents to. A lot of ceremonies are happening. There's parades and visits going to a lot of places to be able to see some of the historic figures from yesteryear and even talking about some of the things that are happening now. One book that I mentioned earlier that is really very good, and it talks about the sit-in, because there's a lot of people all around the nation, and especially here in the United States, who had an opportunity to make a difference. And when you hear this book, you'll be able to know who they are if you don't already know. And you'll be able to get a very good historical perspective. Because sometimes when things are not fair, it is so good to be able to have people to stand up and so that you can join their cause. So boys and girls, you may have had this even in your family when you didn't want to have the vegetables that your mother had told you to be able to do. You got together and said, Mom and Dad, this is what we want to be able to happen. And you came to an agreement of why you wanted to be able to change, and your parents came with their reasoning of why you have to eat it. So that kind of gives you a little bit of idea of how it is. But of course, this was a more serious situation. This book is called Sit In. How Four Friends Stood Up by Sitting Down. It's by Andrea Davis Pinckney. We must meet hate with love. Now, these were Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s words that got them started. Four hungry friends, eager to eat, each took a seat at the Woolworth lunch counter in Greensboro, North Carolina. David, Joseph, Franklin, and Ezell sat quiet and still, with hearts full of hope. With Dr. King's words strong and close, they were college students with the plan. It was February 1st, 1960. They didn't need menus. Their orders were simple, a donut and coffee with cream on the side. Woolworth was busy, so the friends waited patiently, silently, without a fuss. They were the only Black kids at the counter. David, Joseph, Franklin, and Ezell sat while everyone else got served. At first, they were treated like the hole in the donut, invisible. Others tried to ignore them. The waitress watched and refused them. This was a sign of the times. Whites only. This was the law's recipe for segregation. Its instructions were easy to follow. Do not combine white people with Black people. Segregation was a bitter mix. Now it was the friends' turn to ignore and refuse. They ignored the law and refused to leave until they were served. These kids had a recipe too, a new brew called integration. It was just as simple. Combine Black with white to make sweet justice. For them, integration was better than any chef's special. Integration was finer than homemade cakes. Integration was a recipe that would take time. So David, Joseph, Franklin, and Ezell sat quiet and still with hearts full of hope. With Dr. King's words, strong and close, be living enough to absorb evil. They sat straight and proud and waited and wanted a donut and coffee. with cream on the side after sitting and waiting and wanting a police officer came. But the four friends wouldn't leave. Oh, they thought there would be a difference, but the policeman did not change the mind of the students. The police officer didn't know what to do. The students were doing nothing wrong. No crime in sitting, no harm in being quiet, no danger in looking hungry. The officers left the lunch counter without doing anything. Because they were just sitting there. They were being quiet. And they were just looking hungry, which is what should happen when you go to a restaurant. The Woolworth man turned off the lights. He announced, "Woolworth is closed." So the customers left, including the four friends who went home to dinner, who they served first. News had already spread about the students. David, Joseph, Franklin, and Ezell got their names in the paper. The next day, February 2nd, 1960, more students showed up at the lunch counter, sitting still for what was right. No reservation needed at Woolworth. No students did it themselves. They were dressed in their best clothes, they were polite, and they were determined. No guesswork for the waitress. The young people knew the menu by heart. They ordered. The food came. So they sat in silence and waited and wanted a donut and coffee with cream on the side. The waitress reminded them, whites only. But these kids wouldn't budge. They didn't move until they were served. They refused. All they wanted was some food. A donut and coffee with cream on the side. Can you imagine, boys and girls, that if you went to a restaurant and the waitress wouldn't even serve you? How would you feel? What would you say? How would you act? To pass the time, the students read their school books. That was one thing that you could do. They wrote in their journals. That's another thing that you could also do. And they finished their homework, which was one of the best things that they could do. They didn't need to read the menu, so they studied for tomorrow's test, being prepared. What had started in Greensboro spread faster than a grease fire. There were lunch counters protests in Hampton, Virginia, Nashville, Tennessee, Montgomery, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia, and many other southern states. If lunch counter could go from whites only to all welcome, if segregation could turn to integration, if black people and white people could break bread together, everyone would pass the test. And this is not a test that you need to study, boys and girls. This is a test that you need to do something. Everybody would score high. Imagine an A-plus with that coffee and cream on the side. But many folks were not motivated to make the grade. As the sit-in grew, angry people gave the students a big dose of hatred. Served up hot and heaping, coffee poured down their backs, milkshakes flung in their faces, peppers thrown in their eyes, ketchup not on the fries, but dumped on their heads. They yelled at the students, "We don't serve your kind. Go home. Goodbye." The students wanted to lash out, but couldn't. They wanted to strike back, but didn't. Sitting still was so hard. Practicing peace while others showed hatred was tougher than any school test. Now there were new cameras filming the sit-in and viewers at home watching it all on TV. The students were more determined than ever to show the world the true meaning of peace. So they sat in silence with hearts full of hope.
with Dr. King's dream true and close. These were the words that kept them going. We must meet violence with nonviolence. The students sat proud and still and waited and wanted a donut and coffee with cream on the side. Soon the students sit in grew bigger and louder. Black students joined their black friends to protest unfair treatment at restaurants. Owners who would not serve food to black patrons, they all opposed segregated libraries, buses, parks, and pools. Now imagine, boys and girls, that you were going to go to the library and they wouldn't let you have any books because of your race. Or they wouldn't let you have any books because they only wanted to serve one type of person. How awful is that? You were hungry. You were preying on it. You wanted to have some fun.
What if they didn't let all the stars into the library? I was feeling very sad.
There were so many students gathered. People got scared there would be fighting. They were afraid of all those youngsters grouped together for a cause. Even though the students were committed to peace, the police now took action. They accused the students of loafing. Now, you know what that means, boys and girls? Just hanging out. Just being with your friends. Just sitting there, not bothering anyone. And do you know what they did? They weren't doing anything. Did they tell them not to break up? Did they have the bullhorn speaking loud so that the boys and girls could hear them? Did they tell them to sit down? Did they pass out ice cream? Did they do any of those kinds of things? Or lift them up? Be still? No. They arrested them. They took them to jail. Now, the students didn't resist. They didn't fight. Instead, they sang freedom songs to keep the peace. They held Dr. King's words steady and close, demonstrate calm and dignity. Soon, folks were so busy arguing about who was right and who was wrong, and they stopped going to Woolworths and other segregated places. Some shops were forced to integrate to keep their businesses alive. But the struggle was far from over. In April, an activist named Ella Baker organized a student leadership conference at Shaw University in North Carolina to help the young demonstrators. With Ella, the students formed the Student Nonviolent Coordinated Committee called the SNCC. So let's say that again. It's the SNCC. Now, they were inspired by Dr. King, and they came up with powerful words of their own. These are the words that became the SNCC slogan, "We are all leaders." Now, when President John F. Kennedy got a taste of the SNCC integration, he didn't sit in, he stepped in. On June 11th, 1963, the president went on TV. He urged Americans to treat each other friendly. He then told Congress to take action against segregation. This became the Civil Rights Act of 1964. On July 2nd, 1964, President Lyndon B. Johnson made the act a law. It banned segregation in public places. No longer could be able to tell people that they couldn't get together because they were in a certain group or in a certain area. They made a difference, boys and girls. Now they were ready for a big sit of freedom.
Their order was simple, a double dose of peace with nonviolence on top.
Can you imagine? That's almost like an ice cream sundae, a double dose of peace with nonviolence on the top. Hold the hate and leave off the injustice. Now, the students had the right recipe for integration. The steps were easy to follow. 1. Start with love. 2. Add conviction. 3. A season with hope. 4. Extra faith to flavor. 5. Mix black people with white people. 6. Let unity stand. 7. Fold and change. 8. Sprinkle with dignity. 9. Bake until it's golden. And 10. Serve immediately. Make enough for all. Now, after weeks of sitting when their backside ached, after months of being still when their feet fell asleep, after years of praying for laws to change when they were so hungry for equality, the young people finally got what they ordered. It was worth the wait. It was served to them exactly how they wanted it to be done. Now, integration sure tastes good. Those courageous young people enjoyed every bit of it. They came back to Woolworth for seconds and thirds and for many helpings after that. And when the sit-ins were all done, students left a big tip, a donut and coffee with cream on the side. It's not about the food, it's about the pride. These were the words that they filled in. Now that was the civil rights timeline. Now that was, it started in Greensboro, the sit-in. And that was back in 1954. And they had a rule that happened to help them stop segregation. So boys and girls, that was a great time and great fun.
Wow, that recipe is a recipe of courage. It's a recipe of leadership. And it's a recipe of strength. Boys and girls, you should remember this recipe and try to make it with your family, try to make it with your friends. Those are powerful words. Can you imagine a place where you weren't able to do something because you were purple, or you weren't able to do something because you had pink shoes? That's so unfair. These rules that are being put up for no reason, that's what happened during that specific era, boys and girls. And now we're celebrating those individuals that had to live through that moment and had to find the courage in themselves, the strength in themselves, to not only continue, but to stand up. In this case, with the book that Aunt Jewel just read to us, it's They Were Sitting In. Now, boys and girls, I know you are super excited for our next book, but I want to make sure that you are all ready, because you know that here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, Lake Radio Rainbow Soul, you have to go through a routine before we have our story time. First, before you get ready for bed, you need to clean up all your toys in your playroom. You can even have your little brother or your little sister help you. Next, you have to fill that belly. It's really important to get your nutrients. And your milk, because you need to be strong and have plenty of energy for school tomorrow. Once you fill up that belly with food, that scrumptious dinner that mommy or daddy made for you, then you can go upstairs or go downstairs and get your bath ready. Get your favorite PJs on and have a wonderful, wonderful warm bath time. And that seems so especially warm now because it is chilly over here. It is chilly over here where I am. So you need to make sure that you have your PJs and you maybe have your PJs that are onesies. All your whole entire body. Those are my favorite. You just zip right up and everything is covered from head to toe. Once you get in the bathtub, make sure you scrub behind those ears. That always, always needs to be clean because you need to hear your friends and you need to hear your teacher when you go to school. Then when you put on your favorite PJs, you can get in bed and snuggle up and get your favorite teddy. You're ready for bedtime stories. Great! You're ready for us. You're certainly ready for us. And you know we love playing songs on here on Jules Bedtime Stories. So stay tuned for our wonderful songs that we have in store for this evening. Now, our second book is called Franklin is Bossy. How dare Franklin be bossy? This book is written by Paulette Bourgeoisie and Brenda Clark. Scholastic is the publisher. Franklin is the turtle. He's the turtle that can zip zippers and button buttons. He counts by twos and ties his shoes. He has lots of friends and one best friend named Beat the Bear. They play tag and marbles, hopscotch and ball. But one day something awful happened. Franklin and Bear had a fight. Boys and girls, has there ever been a time when you got in a fight with your best friend? I know I've been in that situation when I got in a fight with my cousin Jellyfish. It was very sad. But we made up. It was a steamy summer morning. Franklin told his friends, "Let's play marbles." And they did. After a while, Franklin said, "Oh, I'm tired. Let's have a race." "You always pick the games," grumbled Bear. Franklin paid no attention. They started to run. Bear was in the lead. Goose followed close behind. Franklin saw that he was losing and cried out, "Slowest one wins," as he crawled across the finish line last. "That's not fair," said Bear. Franklin ignored him. "Oh, I'm tired of running. Let's play baseball." Bear did not put on his mitt. He did not put on his cap. He was mad. "It's too hot. I don't want to play," said Bear. "Me neither," said Beaver. "It's not too hot," said Franklin. It is. Said Bear. "It's not," said Franklin. "I don't want to play with you, Franklin," shouted Bear. "I don't want to play with you either," Franklin shouted back. Franklin stomped all the way home. "What's wrong?" said Father. "There's no one to play with," answered Franklin. "Well, maybe your friends will come by later," said Franklin's father. "Maybe," he said. In his room, Franklin built a castle. He made a cape to brave in. He made shields and swords and suits of armor. He drew pictures. He played house. He read stories. He played it by himself for 1 whole hour. And then he didn't know what to do. So Franklin went looking for company. His friends were in the river cooling off. "Are you still hot?" he asked. "No," they answered. "Then let's play ball," said Franklin. Before anyone had a chance to say a word, Franklin started giving orders. "Bear, you play first base. Goose and Beaver, you go to the outfield. I'll be the pitcher." "No way," shouted Bear. "I don't want to play with you. You are too bossy." All of Franklin's friends nodded. "Bear's right," they said. Franklin turned his back and went home. What is a turtle to do? There is no one to play with and nothing much to do. So he helped his father all afternoon. They weeded the garden and washed the floors, and they made supper for Mole because he was sick. "You're a good friend," said Mole. Mole said to Franklin's father. On the way home, Franklin asked, "Do you and Mole have fights?" "Sometimes," said Franklin's father, "but we always make up." Franklin played alone for another whole day. He missed Banner and all his friends, and he had a lot of time to think. He would go to the bear and apologize. Franklin and Bear met on the bridge. "I was going to go to your house," said Franklin. "And I was going to your house," said Bear. "I'm sorry," said Franklin. "It was all my fault." "No, it was my fault," said Bear. "Mine," said Franklin. "No, mine," said Bear. "Stop," shouted Beaver, who was sitting under the bridge. "This is silly." Beaver slapped her tail so hard that Franklin and Bear jumped. They started to giggle. Beaver said, "Friends again." Franklin said, "Friends again." Bear said, "Friends again." Beaver wanted to play baseball. Bear and Goose and Duck agreed. They were picked by Franklin and Bear. They were picking teams when Franklin insisted on being the pitcher. Again. All together, his friends shouted out, "No fair, Franklin." Franklin knew they were right. He couldn't always be the pitcher. It was his turn to play in the outfield. And it wasn't so bad, for although Franklin didn't catch a single ball, he did catch a lot of flies. The end. Boys and girls, the moral of the story is, you can't always make rules and just assume that everyone's going to follow them just because sometimes they don't make sense. You need to include everyone. You need to be fair to everyone. I know sometimes in school you may get in fights with your friends, or you may get in fights at home with your siblings, but at the end of the day, it's important to have friends, and it's important to be surrounded by others. You have to see. You have to make sure you spend time with your family and spend time with your friends. Right, Jewel? So, I am so excited about the songs that we're going to listen tonight. Tonight, we're going to listen to a song about freedom. We're also going to listen to a song called Beautiful by Christina Aguilera. Because all shapes and sizes, all boys and girls, whether the age, young or old, everyone is beautiful in their own ways. And you cannot treat people differently just because they're different. And that's the moral of the story when Aunt Jules read on the sit-ins. Just because those little kids were a different race, just because they were not the color that everyone else was used to seeing, they still deserve to sit in on the restaurant and have what they wanted to eat. They were hungry too. So we can't wait for our songs. I'm so excited for our new songs. This song is called Beautiful by Christina Aguilera.
Every day is so wonderful.
Hi, boys and girls. Are you getting ready for bed? Do you have your pajamas on? We know that you're squeaky clean because we already talked about getting ready for bed, and you've already brushed your teeth, and now it's time to be able to listen a little further, because I think that some of you are not quite sleepy right now, and you're still wide awake. And this is a very special series because it is February, and February is the time for Black History Month. And it's something that we can never forget because it was a struggle, and we also want to praise the people who worked so hard and strong to make this happen today. Because if you go to class and if you go to the grocery store, you see Black, white, brown, Latino, Asian, it doesn't really matter because we've achieved an integration. So we want to celebrate that so that we never have that again. So we want to encourage and remind everyone to continue the fairness because everything is equal. And it makes everyone feel a lot better when you know that people are there for you and they are just being there because they love you. So after we heard that song, Beautiful, from Christina Aguilera, we heard that it doesn't matter how you look, it doesn't matter how your ears are, your eyes are, your nose, your lips, your teeth, that everybody is beautiful. We're going to be playing another song and talking about Black History Month because we know that the bedtime buddies are all ready to hear this. This is a topic that they're so excited about. And it is another one that is very special. Are you sleepy, boys and girls? We haven't gotten you quite to Yawning Town, but we'll get you there. And this is by Jim and Harry. And Kelly. Kim Harris, she wrote this song, especially for you boys and girls, to understand the meaning of being able to be together. It doesn't matter what color you are, it doesn't matter where you come from, you're all together. One step towards freedom. This is it. And freedom means being able to do whatever you want to do and being able to do something because people feel that it's okay. They think that this is something that will be helpful, something that you'll learn about, being able to have that choice and not be told that the rules of the game have changed. I think, boys and girls, that it is time to get that special pet that you have. Bring him right there, so cuddly and soft. Are you sleeping? Are you yawning? Here we go. I think we better run that bedtime list because, you know, it gets pretty complicated. So we'll hear the bedtime list song. The bedtime list song is something. And we're going to play a song right now that talks about
the freedom, one step closer to freedom, because even if it's your brother or sister, sometimes you don't feel real comfortable
just
not being included.
One little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. I'm a walking the rest of the way. Just one little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom.
We're getting closer to it.
One little step towards freedom. I'm a walking the rest of the way. I'm stepping left.
This is freedom, boys and girls. One step to freedom.
Freedom is a many slender thing, and I feel freedom when I sing. Just one little step towards freedom.
I got
one little step towards freedom.
Give me
one little step towards freedom. I'm a walking the rest of the way. Just one little step towards freedom.
I got
one little step towards freedom.
Give me
one little step towards freedom. I'm a walking the rest of the way.
I got freedom on the bus and in the school, freedom at the public swimming pool. Hear the bell that freedom rings, I sing the song that freedom sings.
Just one little step towards freedom.
I got
one little step towards freedom.
Give me
one little step towards freedom. I'm walking the rest of the way. Just one little step towards freedom.
I got
one little step towards freedom.
Give me
one little step.
Hi, boys and girls, and you see how important that is, that one step to freedom, because once you know that, you know that it's going to be closer. So that's why that's important to be able to do and to shout out and to let others know about what is going to happen. Now, we know that in this other book that we started reading, The Best Friends for Francis, she was trying to get that one step to freedom, too, and be able to go with her brother. But her brother wasn't having it. He wanted to be all by himself and not including his sister. Now, I know that's probably happened to you at times, that you're going, I want to be included. But your brother is telling you, no, I don't want you to be able to come. So this is what happens when you're not feeling so good about a decision that is made. But you know what? I see some boys and girls going to sleep. And we have that favorite song from Niara called Bedtime Buddies. Bedtime Buddies. Here we go, by Niara. See you slipping off. You're young.
Bedtime buddies, time to say good night. With dear Aunt Jewel there to hold us tight. Reading bedtime stories with everyone. Laughs and giggles. Such shit.
Good night, boys and girls. See you next Sunday with Naira. And have a good one.
Good night,
remember.
Good night, Aunt Joel.
Remember, this is Black History Month. Talk with you later. See you later. Are you sleepy yet? Good night.